Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today I wanted to read, before we got started in prayer, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. And it's a prayer from Hannah. And I just was reading it yesterday, and I thought it was just really pretty cool. So let's go ahead and jump on into 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He makes them with princes. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." So, what she's really pointing out is everything's in God's control. He opposes the proud. The woman who was barren has tons of kids. She who had lots of sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. So it's all in God's hands and all in his control. I like reading a lot of the Old Testament prayers simply because it's a different prayer than what I tend to pray. My prayers usually go, "Thanks God, you're great, you're amazing. Now here's my list of things I need." The prayers in the Old Testament tend to be, "Here's how wonderful and fabulous you are, God. Thanks for not killing us." Or, "Thank you for your wrath, your justified wrath coming down on us." It's a much different approach and view of God. And I just really at times really enjoy seeing that viewpoint versus the one I'm in most of the time. So with that, let's go to God in prayer. And Lord, you are the one who is in control of all things. You are the one who builds up, tears down. You're the one who made everything. So Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit to guide this prayer time. I ask that you would truly speak to us through your Spirit. That it be you, Holy Spirit, who guide us, who provide this prayer, who read our hearts, share our hearts, and pray the perfect prayer. For the Lord God has created all. He has done all, and it's only through his grace that we have redemption, that we are saved, that we can approach him as his children. So, Lord, I just come before you seeking out your will for today. I ask, Lord, that today our families, that you would watch over them, I pray for your will to be done with our kids, our spouses, our parents, our loved ones. Lord, I know you're the creator of all. You hold all of us in your hand. And I just pray for that we would know that, that we would feel it, that we would experience it, that our families would, that we would rest in your knowledge and know that you are God, that we would rest in your arms and take comfort, to know that you hold the stars in your hands along with us. Father, I just lift up our families to you. I know there's specific needs out there. There's illness. There's depression. There's sadness. There's hurt. There's people who are distraught. There's fear. And we know none of that's from you. So, Lord, I just lift up our families to you. I'm grateful. We love them so much. We pray for their safety. We pray for their healing. We pray for your hand to be upon them, for them to be able to rest in you. I pray, Lord. And Father, I lift up this nation. So many people are being reminded today with it being tax day. There's so many people who are not happy that this nation is, which was once founded on your principles, has now strayed so far. I ask, Lord, for us to humble ourselves, to love you, to love this country, and to give ourselves to you, knowing that our country will be strengthened. I just pray for this nation, Lord. I pray for Israel as they're under attack, too. It's just a perilous time. And Father, I just pray that you would be the one that we all turn to, that we wouldn't turn to the government, we wouldn't turn to talking heads, we would turn to you and put our faith back in you as a nation. I just pray, Lord, for your hand to be upon us as we pray for this land. And lastly, Lord, I come before you seeking out your wisdom, your grace, your mercy upon our lives. May we know you more. May we love you more. May we live a life that's worthy of you today. I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to guide us, to fill us, to control us. I pray that we would submit to you, that our earthly, physical, fleshly self would submit to you, our spiritual guide and Lord. I just praise you and thank you for all that you've done. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.